Culture 3.
Talking about my generation. The average Briton will spend 16 years in retirement. Like most elderly people, they spend time with their grandchildren, study, take up new hobbies, but others do more unusual things to keep themselves young and active. In the recording studios in Abbey Road, London, it was business as usual. The band members stamped and growled and sang at the tops of their voices the famous song, My Generation. Except that the Zimmers were not your average band. The group had 40 members, a lot of attitude, and a combined age of 3,000. The man growling angrily into the mic, reading glasses on and false teeth out, was the lead singer, 90-year-old Alfie Caretta. And crashing about on the keyboards and singing like a mad thing was white-haired Winifred Warburton, 99. And the guy in the beard bashing the drums was Buster Martin. At 101, he was the oldest working man in Britain. When their video was released on the internet site YouTube, it attracted more than 2 million hits in a fortnight. Countless interview requests followed from the media in over 50 countries, including jetting off to California to appear on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno alongside George Clooney. It had all started with a project by BBC documentary maker Tim Samuels. I set out to make a programme exploring how we treat old people in this country, he said. So many are dumped in homes, stuck on their own, brushed under the carpet and marginalised. So he visited shabby care homes and isolated tower blocks to find old people willing to join the band. Tim said, I wanted to give them a voice, and what better way than to get them in the pop charts? This would say they're old, but they're not past it. For Winifred, Buster and Alfie, life would never be the same again. The whole experience brought me back to life, exclaimed Alfie when I met him for tea and biscuits at his North London flat. I'd been stuck in a rut, but then I felt alive again.